Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Helping us sort through all the legal issues, as he always seems to do, is our sports law expert, UNH law professor from Sports Illustrated and SI.com, Michael McCann. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Dale, I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Let's start with the simple help us out who don't understand the law. I understand it's not unprecedented, but is it unusual to have a civil case in a sexual assault case as opposed to a criminal case?
It is a little unusual if there's no criminal process at all. I mean, sometimes when there's an allegation and it doesn't lead to a charge or a conviction, there's an accompanying civil lawsuit where the burden of persuasion is much lower. Here, from what we know, and of course it's very limited, and I think that's a key point, it doesn't appear, at least based on what was written in the complaint, that there was a report or a complaint to the police or even a healthcare provider about the alleged incident. So it's a little unusual. It, of course, doesn't mean that the allegation is untrue and there will be a process that plays out, but the sequence of it is not as typical as we might otherwise see.
Now, it's been reported that it sounds like Antonio Brown and his lawyers are going to countersue. What are the pros and cons of doing that?
Sure. So the pro would be apply pressure to the accuser that not only is he going to defend himself, but he's going to go on offense and say that this is fake, that you're lying about me. He can't bring an effective defamation suit because under defamation law, statements that are made in legal proceedings are normally exempt from defamation claims. But he could bring an intentional infliction, rather a claim for intentional interference with tortious relations with his contract with the Patriots, with the NFL, basically that she's trying to destroy his career. So he could apply pressure that way and maybe encourage her to reach a settlement with him before this gets too further along. The downside is that he opens himself up to more pretrial discovery. So that means more questions under oath, more sharing of documents, more emails and texts that have to be shared and the like. And obviously, we don't know what happened, so maybe that's okay with him. But if this is a more complicated story than either of them have portrayed, he might want to avoid that.
Now, would he have the ability, we know, like you said, he could do a civil case. Would he have the ability to file criminal charges against her for extortion and, you know, make it seem like if she's really, really lying and basically might potentially have to do some jail time?
Yeah, he could, Jermaine, but I don't think he's like, the answer is he could. He'd go to the police and say that this is a false accusation, that she's lying in a legal proceeding. I think it's unlikely that the police would charge either party at this point because of the fact that it happened so long ago. I mean, a year isn't that long necessarily, but obtaining evidence related to this would be difficult at this point beyond the two accusing each other, that one is saying you did it, the other is saying it was consensual. I don't think this is going to have a criminal aspect to it, but certainly it looks like he's going to defend himself.
We're talking to Michael McCann, SI.com, about the civil lawsuit filed against Antonio Brown. One of the things, according to the Washington Post, that the NFL is considering today is placing Antonio Brown on the commissioner's exempt list. He would get paid. He couldn't practice. He couldn't travel with the team. He couldn't play. I would think that would have a chilling effect, though, on the part of the commissioner, because virtually any unsworn civil lawsuit could take a player off the field.
Yes, I mean, so he hasn't used it in that capacity yet. He used it with Adrian Peterson where there was a criminal charge. He could use it here if he elects to do so. He has the discretion. I think the concern you note is that this is a civil matter. Maybe it doesn't warrant it at this point, at least until the league does its own fact-finding, that there needs to be more than just a claim in a civil lawsuit. But under the policy, the commissioner clearly has the discretion to put him on the list. And the league could also argue that he's not being harmed and that he's still being paid. So he can't later on say that he lost money as a result. He still preserves his employment rights, his salary, his health care benefits, pension accrual, things like that. So it would be hard for him to argue irreparable harm. He could say that I couldn't play in these games when my stats are hurt, but that's not as strong of a claim.
Now, obviously, this is tough to answer because we don't have all of the information, but based off of the information that we do have, how strong do you think the case is against Antonio Brown?
It's really hard to know, and I don't mean to punt on the question.
Yeah.
It's just all you have is you did it, and him, his lawyer saying, no, I didn't.
Right.
I mean, so clearly the messages he sent were pretty disturbing, but that doesn't mean he raped someone, nor does it mean he committed sexual assault. Also, he's done some weird things over the last month, and I think it was a surprise that the Patriots or any team would want to sign him so quickly after a series of very unusual things. But again, that doesn't mean he did it. I mean, these are all separate things, so I don't know at this point.
How long does it normally take? Like, if, you know, we talk about the Brittany Taylor, she just filed this civil suit on Monday, and it's been a year and 4 months since the last alleged incident happened. How long does it generally take? Could it have taken her a couple months where she realized I need to do this? Or, because to me, it just seems weird that it just happened to drop within the past couple of days, that it's all with the whole Antonio Brown signing with the Patriots. Now, all of a sudden, here's something new.
Yeah, so it's within, as far as I know, the statute of limitations. So she had the right to wait to sue. And her complaint talks about how it took a while for her to get over the emotional trauma, that she had to go to counseling, that she got help from her church. So the narrative that she's put forth is that the timing is based on her ability to come public with what happened, that there was trauma as a result. So I know what you said, but her lawyer would say that it's permissible and it's consistent with how she has internalized what she claims happened.
Michael, I mentioned that as I read through the complaint, and I'm not casting any aspersions on anybody here, there were some holes in her story as I read through it, things that didn't necessarily make sense to me. As you read through it, did that come up with you at all as well?
You know, part of it's a complaint, Dale, that you can't put the whole story in a complaint. And I think the narratives that both have put forward have gaps in them. Certainly, we don't get a detailed account of all of their interactions with each other. We don't fully know why she was at his house. I think the lawyer wrote that it was because he didn't get her a hotel room. A critic might say, well, why didn't she get a hotel room on her own? I mean, you know, there are a lot of parts of the story that would have to be scrutinized as the case plays out. But the fact that there are gaps or some inconsistencies isn't terribly surprising, because it is a complaint and not all of the facts are going to be put in it.
How long could this process, not the league's part of it, but you know, the whole civil trial, how long could that take, and how long until we got some sort of resolution?
Months, really, yeah. Because he'll have weeks to answer the complaint, and often the deadline for answering can be extended for a variety of reasons. Not that that necessarily is going to happen here, but if he files a counter lawsuit, it becomes more complicated. This is not, unless they suddenly reach a deal out of court and she withdraws a complaint, which could always happen, but if that weren't going to happen, I would think it would have happened before she sued, because he didn't want this story coming public. So the fact that it didn't happen suggests they're not going to strike a settlement anytime soon. And assuming they don't settle, it will take a while to play. It's also a federal case. Federal cases can become complicated and can last a while. So I wouldn't expect any quick resolution unless their lawyers reach a deal out of court.
Now, if the commissioner does put him on this commissioner exempt list, can Antonio Brown then, you know, say that the commissioner is hurting his opportunity to make future revenue because of the fact that he's not on the football field and he's not being able, because he's only on looks like a 1-year deal, basically saying, hey, if I'm not out there playing, you are now hurting my future earnings. And so could he, you know, go to the NFLPA to see about maybe there's something, whether it's a lawsuit, to get him to be back on the field?
Yeah, he could file a grievance, or the Players Association could, arguing what you just said, Jermaine, which is that even if he's paid
his salary, and even if he has access to other employment benefits, he's being denied a chance to play in games that affect his career, that affect his marketability going forward. I think a court would be somewhat skeptical because of the fact that he still played. Normally, if an employer pays you during a suspension, you're considered to be made whole. So maybe this is a little different because it's an NFL career and there's such a short window to play, and he's 31 years old, and we can play that story out. But if he's being paid while on leave, the league is going to argue that he's still being made whole.
I'll just add the addendum in this slight disagreement with you on this one, Michael. He also has substantial bonuses based on production, and that production would be harmed irreparably if he can't play.
Yeah, it's a good point. And the union could argue that his salary is contingent upon certain thresholds. But the flip side is that he agreed to the contract where there's a risk of being put on the commissioner's exempt list if there's an accusation. So he knew of this list. He knew of the possibility, like all players. It's something that the union has assented to. So, you know, the fact that his contract is constructed in a way that it's dependent on him playing is a risk that he took. He could get hurt, right, and not beat those thresholds either.
Michael, we always appreciate the time. Take care. We'll talk to you again.
You guys, thanks for having me on.
See ya.
Thanks, Michael.
Michael McCann, a UNH law professor.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.